This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Among all the hustle and bustle and gadgetry of the Consumer Electronics Show going on in Las Vegas, there was a little high-tech corporate policy made last night. The CEO of Intel, Brian Krzanich, said his company is going to spend $300 million over the next 3 years on diversity, everything from entry-level workers up to the boardroom. Krzanich, who runs a company in an industry that has been criticized severely for its lack of diversity, is under no illusions about this.
This is going to be difficult to achieve.
Marketplace's Noel King reports that may prove to be an understatement.
19-year-old Kaya Thomas sees tech's pipeline problem every day. She's a sophomore at Dartmouth and the only Black female out of about 50 computer science majors in her year.
A lot of times when I talk to other African-American women, they often say, wow, like, you're a computer science, that's super hard. It's kind of this stereotype that, you know, it's not a thing that Black women do. We're not computer scientists. We're not software engineers.
Intel is looking to get more Kaya Thomases into tech careers. At big tech companies, African-Americans typically make up only about 5% of the workforce. Latinos and women are also underrepresented. Rosalind Hudnell, Intel's chief diversity officer, says the $300 million will be used to fund engineering scholarships and expand relationships with historically Black colleges.
We have had, for instance, initiatives with minority-serving institutions for a while. We're going to deepen that. We're going to broaden it.
This isn't just about college students. Intel has pledged to increase diversity all the way up the chain to senior leadership. Vivek Wadhwa, a fellow at Stanford Law School, says Intel's promise to hire is the most important thing.
So far, the tech companies have simply been kicking the can down the road by saying it's a pipeline problem. Intel is actually now saying that they will hold themselves accountable to being at least at par with the proportion of women who are graduating from colleges, women and minorities.
How accountable? Intel says it will tie executive compensation to the success of the diversity initiative. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.